From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump says he's made a decision on the international Iranian nuclear agreement, but declined to say what it was. Mr. Trump has been highly critical of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA, since it was signed by the previous Obama administration, Iran, and five countries in 2015. Late Wednesday, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson met in New York with the other signatories to the deal.
We clearly have significant issues with the agreement. The president's been quite clear and articulate as to his concerns about the agreement itself.
Mr. Trump is obligated to inform Congress whether Iran is in compliance with the agreement that temporarily curbs its nuclear activity every 90 days. The next deadline is October 15th. Speaking Wednesday to the U.N. General Assembly, Iran's President Hassan Rouhani said his country would not be the first to violate the deal, but would respond decisively and resolutely to its violation by any party. General John Hyten, the head of U.S. Strategic Command, said Wednesday Iran is operating under the agreement, while also rapidly deploying and developing a series of ballistic missiles. Kenya's Supreme Court has criticized the country's election commission for failing to verify official results of last month's presidential election before declaring President Uhuru Kenyatta the winner. David Maraga is the court's chief justice.
A declaration is hereby issued that the presidential election held on the 8th August 2017 was not conducted in accordance with the Constitution and the applicable law, rendering the declared results invalid, null and void.
The court nullified the August 8 election, but it did not find anyone on the commission guilty of wrongdoing. The court has ordered a new election October 17th. This is VOA News.